I just want to give the Lord praise this morning. I am so thankful for His blood. So thankful. So thankful. He is so good to us. Good to us. Oh, sometimes we don't even realize how good He really is to us. But I'm going to talk about the temple this morning. And I'm going to say, are you the temple of the living God? And in Acts 7:48, it says, the Most High doesn't live in temples made by human hands, as the prophet says. God no longer dwells in houses made by hand. We made the transition from the physical temple to a spiritual temple housed within our mortal bodies. Hallelujah. And one agreement has the temple of God with idols. For ye are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I will dwell in them, and I will walk with them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I wanted to read this. I'd gotten out of my Bible, and it said, those who follow Christ are known by a building. They are known as those in whom the Spirit of God lives. The church is not where believers go. It is who they are. God is not waiting for His people in some stained glass setting. He's always with them. Hallelujah. How does your behavior reflect on the way that God you represent God? How does that reflect on you? Separation from the world involves more than keeping our distance from sinful practices. It means staying close to God, and we are to resist the sin around us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just as the Jewish temple preparations, they were meticulous and great in that it was designed and it was erected by a degree of the divine architect. And when finished, separated from the ordinary functions, so our body or temple should be consecrated to Jehovah with the greatest regard. Therefore, we are temples of the living God. As the Christians offer up his or her life as a living temple where God can dwell, his or her whole life becomes a continual sacrifice before the Lord. This is our just service. Hallelujah. It is a complete defection from the world and the things in the world. That is why this passage of Scripture says that there can be no agreement with idols. None. This is not to say that we should live as hermits either. Jesus himself was led into the wilderness only to be tempted by the devil. Later, he prayed for his disciples. I pray not that they shouldest take them out of the world, but that they shouldest keep them from evil. And that was in John. Hallelujah. God does not want us to be so earthly minded that we are no heavenly good. Neither does he want us to be so heavenly minded that we are no earthly good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As the temple of God, the Lord seeks for us to be consistent in our walk with him. Regardless of where we represent him, how we represent him, whether it be in a church, our place of business, school, or wherever we're at, when we are with our family, hallelujah, we are a house of prayer. As the temple of God in the Old Testament was a house of prayer, so should we be as living temples, as houses of prayer. Thus, as the Jewish temple was furnished to reflect a place of worship, so should our lives be consecrated for this holy service. For it is from the altars of hearts that we are commanded to offer up a sacrifice of praise. Hallelujah. Giving thanks unto the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We worship God this morning. We give God the praise. We are lifting up holy hands without wrath or doubting. Are the transformed into priests of God. Christ need be the center of our worship. God wants us, his temple, to be houses of prayer. When we commune with him in our everyday life, he becomes Lord of all, as Lord. He is highly, highly exalted of all. Hallelujah. He is above every principality and power that would try to establish their lordship over us. Now, I said this morning that we are a temple. No matter where we go, what we do, we represent the Lord. We are his house. Have you ever said to yourself, when you're saying something, when you're doing something, when you're going somewhere, I am the temple of God? Do you ask yourself, should I be here? Should I be doing this? Should I say this? We are the temple of God. We're his house. He lives in us. He lives in us. And he walks with us. And he talks with us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you ask those questions to yourself. There might be some things you might not say or some things you might not do. Hallelujah. Father, I come to you today, and Lord, we worship your name. We give you all the glory and all the praise, Lord. Oh, I thank you, Lord. I pray this morning that there's freedom and liberty in his house today, God. I pray that you touch your people, Lord. And God, help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to realize that we are the temple. We are your temple, and you dwell within us. Hallelujah. I thank you, Jesus, and I give you all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Be obedient.
Have I not said I would be there when you called me? Have I ever failed to do so? Have I not given you my name and told you to use it? Have I not given you all of the blessings that I have to offer you? The Lord God speaks to you this morning with love and care and appreciation and says that he wants to minister to you. He is capable, he is strong,
his
arm is not too short.
Not too short. Can be hard, can be difficult. We can be dealt a bad hand. And we may even think that the best is yet for someone else who God can use and not you yourself. You're robbing yourself of a blessing, settling for crumbs when he wants to give you the filet mignon or whatever you like. Bless you. God will use any one of us. All you have to be is willing and then obedient. Because your faith is enough to move the hand of God. John 10:10 says, the thief. Who's the thief? The one that wants to seek out whom he may devour. He doesn't come to play tiddlywinks. He comes out for blood, for death, for destruction. The thief does not come except to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I love the latter part of this. Written in red. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. More abundantly. That means we're going to go higher. We're going to go deeper. We're going to go wider. I don't know about you, but I like expanding the territory. Amen. We don't have to settle for crumbs. Now, sometimes I have eaten lots of crumbs. The best one I can think of, well, there's two of them. They're kind of close to each other. There's nothing like fried chicken. I know I'm going to make you hungry. Then you can suffer. The things that break off the chicken you've fried, oh, I just love eating them. The other one, well, it used to be Arthur Treacher's, but Long John Silver's. Now you got to ask for them crumbs. That's pitiful. They're just going to throw them away anyhow. Put them to good use. Amen. So yes, you can settle for crumbs in that line of business. But when it comes to God, God wants to bless you. God wants to move here today in a greater, deeper fashion than ever before. Whether this might be your first time surrendering and giving in, I say give it over. Give it in. Yes. Yes. I'm never going to settle for a little when I know that Jesus said, "For I have come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly." That means both here and in eternity. We know heaven's already settled for us, but our life here on this earth is what counts, what matters. In the name of Jesus. I know I'm not just your average character. I've been accused sometimes of having beady eyes. I can look right through a person. I've been told that. I've been told also I pray too much. I didn't know there was such a thing. Amen. That you could pray too much. I trust in the Holy Ghost rather than my own abilities because I know when He moves, that's okay with me. That's okay with me. I can surrender. I can give over. How great is your God? I want us to bow our heads. Which song were you going to do next? Ooh. Ooh. I haven't forgot that the Holy Ghost moved. I hope He gave you some hope. I hope today we've tried to raise your faith because your faith is as important as mine. I just have a position to fill. But that position comes with knowing who I am in Christ. For I know whom I believed that I've trusted. As we start to sing this last song, I speak Jesus. I pray that you don't walk back out of here carrying the same issue and problem. It might have been a while since you've been at the altar. as the sign says, always open for business. He never slumbers, nor he sleeps. He's never too early, and he's never too late. He's always right on time. So as we sing this, I want you to take that message to heart. He's here for you. We're here for you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.